the talkers, the all the speakers on stage right now. So if you have questions, walk to the mic. I'll have it here, and give it a go. They're setting up, so if you have a question, come in the queue.
Hello, Henry. I have a question about the access rights. Can you actually give rights for individual attributes of your of the profile you're publishing?
Sorry, what was the question?
you showed us that you can give access to your friends, to your published profile. Can you actually do it a bit more detailed, like individual data, like your phone number, give it to one person but not to...
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. So you could set up a site like Facebook. If someone just doesn't log in, you just show them, say, like Facebook, a picture and some other information. If they're logged in and they're your friend, you could show them more. You can choose whatever access control policy you want.
Okay, can you shortly explain how that is realized? Do you have to run a script on your server?
You have to build that using whatever programming language you feel most comfortable with.
Thanks.
This is a protocol and not an implementation.
Okay, it's a quick question for digital research, I think. Because Google is a black box, you're measuring with something you don't know how the black box works. How do you do controls on the kind of information they're giving back to you? Do you use other search machines as a control and comparison, or?
Yeah, that is a good question. Yeah, that is a good question. Basically, we are not really trying to uncover the black box of Google. That is a different approach, but we do need to know some basics of how it works. There are things researchers should know when using Google.
When using any measuring device, I come from a slightly different area. When using a measuring device, it's good to know if it's been calibrated properly, if it works, and if the results it's giving back to me are actually correct results. So I just wondered how you went about that kind of thing.
Yeah, in this particular study, it is how the results as returned by Google. So we did not cross-reference it with, for instance, Alexa or Yahoo. In some cases, when you're not repurposing Google, but try to, it's when you aim to find a large number of websites, for instance, then we do cross-reference. Hope it answers your question.
And also in the case of the rights issues, we were aware that the Google index is very time sensitive. So there were artists' rights, and there was just an artist group, but it was not a human rights issue. But it was just that week that they were presenting. So they were Google has likes fresh content, so that's why it appeared in the top 10. So we are very aware of the workings of the medium, and we try to incorporate that within our methods.
I've got a small request. If you're answering a question, could you stand up? The video guys like you much.
Hello, I have a question about the Open Learning Initiative. Is it, for example, possible not to take the courses, but just to get my results certified?
You mean the Free Technology Academy?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, okay. You can follow the courses. As I said, the materials will be published online. So far, that's fine. For the recognition, you will have to take part in the courses itself. It's a distance learning methodology, so it means that you have a certain schedule of preparing some activities, participating in debates, doing some tests, setting up systems, or writing papers, etc.
Maybe it's a good idea to start on just a way to just take the exams and, of course, download the materials. Of course, for a fee, that's no problem.
Yeah.
I think that will be a huge demand for that.
Okay. That's a very good question. May I ask a question to the audience now that I stand here? I know that most of us here know a lot about these technologies. So the question is, did you learn that in a formal program or did you learn it yourself? My suspicion is that it's the last part. Is there people that learned it in a formal program about free software open source? Raise your hands. Most people, you learned it yourself, right? Okay.
Any other questions?
I have a question about this code generation thing. I don't know your name, sorry. The question is, when I used code generation in the past, I always had this problem that the generated language told me there was some errors through some exception or something. And I have to do the tracking where in my model is the error myself. So when I generate assembly from my C code, then there's a debugger, or there are processes that tell me where in my C code the problem is, and I don't have to find which part of my C code is now translated into this assembly. So is there some mechanism for that in your generator?
I'm trying to grasp the question. I don't really understand. But could you repeat it again, please?
Sure. I'm not sure. Has PHP exception handling?
Yes. Well, PHP is not known to be great at all kinds of stuff. They are working on it really hard, I've seen. There's just a major milestone release. In PHP, there's somebody who wrote Xdebug. Yeah, there you can see everything that's going on your web server or on a request. So everything from passing parameters to one function to another, arrays, you can see literally everything on time. So you can see how much something took, like 5 milliseconds for a query. There are extensions for that. There's there was a great book on that on /dot published for a review of that book. I don't know, Advanced PHP Programming. There's described what you can do for debugging in PHP. Code generation, of course, is different from a runtime. Code generation delivers code that you can read as a developer, so you can see what's going on, so you can see where the bugs are. If you make a runtime, then it may be just debugging some black box, and that can be frustrating.
Right, but your code generation tool is kind of putting a layer on top of PHP, right? So I'm modeling my data model, and I'm pressing a button, and the PHP code is generated automatically. So normally, I'm not used to the code. I've never seen it before. And when I have some exception in that code, I normally don't know which part of my model generated this part of the code. So
yes.
is there something to help me to figure out how to change my model?
Yeah, that's a question that's really important. How fast can you learn an existing framework? How fast did you learn Model View Controller, for example? You have to get to know what is going on there. And especially for code generators and runtimes, they have to be very well designed for programmers and for people that think about it. The generated code should make sense. And the generated code should be recognizable for people that have been coding some PHP or some C# for a while. So, of course, it takes some time, but I think with the better code generators, and there are a few of them, those are really, really good in their framework. And of course, there are also bad code generator that just make one string of 20 million characters and that's your generated code, but that sucks. But does it answer your question? Okay.
He's already gone. I'd like to ask a question to the faux social networking guy.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the 509 certificate that you're using, you mentioned 509 version 3 certificate. Does it have something to do with a class 3 certificate, or is it something different? I don't understand that.
Oh, it's just the version before TLS1, I think, which is I don't know exactly what the answer to that is. I'm not an X509 specialist, but I don't think so. I think it's just a version that they used that they've been using since 2000 or 1999. I don't know exactly the date, but they added that capability a long time ago.
Okay, so it's an old certificate.
Yeah, this works in all browsers. There's a couple of browsers that are a little bit buggy with their SSL stack. Safari, Opera, Firefox, IE. And because this is old technology, it works out of the box.
Okay. Thanks for the absolutely interesting speeches. Thanks for the questions. If you have anything left, buy them a beer, remember what they look like, and I'm absolutely certain that they'll very readily answer your questions. Have fun.